In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We heard the Beatitudes not only in the usual place that we heard them in the third antiphon, but we heard them in the second gospel reading. And when we hear the Beatitudes, we are reminded about what it means to be a Christian. To be a Christian is to be like Christ and to abide in Him. And apart from being in a right relationship with Him, it's not possible to be like Him. But if we are not striving to be like Him, we cannot be in a right relationship with Him. So both these things go together. St. John the Apostle talks about what it means to abide in Christ in his first epistle, beginning with the second chapter of the last two verses and the first three verses of the third chapter. He says, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If ye know that He is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him." So here we're commanded to abide in Christ, but what does it mean to abide in Christ? Well, earlier in that same second chapter, we're told, "He that saith that he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked." In contemporary American folk religion, it's often assumed that almost everyone is going to go to heaven. Perhaps Hitler, perhaps some politicians that we don't like might go to hell. Maybe murderers and rapists are going to go to hell. But pretty much everybody else is going to go to heaven because most people are basically nice people. And they envision heaven as basically being a place where these people go to continue living the selfish, hedonistic lifestyle they lived on earth, only without having to work for it, and also without having to suffer any interruptions. But this is not the Christian understanding of what it means to go to heaven. It's not the Christian understanding of salvation. St. John reiterates throughout his epistle a very simple principle. Christian is as Christian does. You've heard probably from the movies, "Stupid is as stupid does." Well, that's a true statement too, but Christian is as Christian does. If you behave like a Christian, if you live like a Christian, if you're living for Christ, then you're a Christian. And if you don't behave like a Christian, if you're not living for Christ, you're not a Christian. Christ is righteous, and everyone that is born of Him does righteousness. Later in chapter 3, St. John reiterates this in a slightly different way. He says, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous." The opposite is also true. He that does not do righteousness is not righteous. "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not." When it says, "Behold what manner of love," the word "what manner" in Greek always implies a surprise, an amazement. You might recall in the Gospels the expression when Christ calmed the waves and the wind on the Sea of Galilee, the disciples said, "What manner of man is this that the winds and the waves obey Him?" Well, there are many other examples that one could cite, but when it says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us," this is an amazement that God loves us so much that we should be called the sons of God. And we hear echoes of what we hear in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. "He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." What a great privilege this gift of God is, of being a child of God. It's a gift that's offered to everyone, but it's a gift that we have to receive, and receiving that gift requires that we repent, that we put our trust in Christ, and that we walk as He walked, that we follow in His steps, that we become like Him. Becoming like Christ is the goal of the Christian life. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we will be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Now we are the sons of God. It's already a fact, if you're a Christian, that you're a child of God. But we cannot now see what we will be. We should become more and more like him throughout our life, because we will become more and more like him in the next if, in fact, we're Christians. But if you go to heaven, you're going to be like him. We can never be like him to the same degree that he is, but we are called to become as much like him as is possible. And the fun part of all that is that we can only imagine what that will actually be. Not only will we be like Christ, but we will see him as he is, not as he was, not as a babe in the manger, not as he was mocked and spit upon, not as he was nailed to the cross for our sins, but as he is. Christ is risen, and risen for our salvation. He is glorified, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father, and that is how we will see him. And we can only imagine the faintest of ways what that will be like. Sometimes you hear people, particularly unbelievers, that will make comments about heaven will be boring. They would rather be with their friends in hell than to be in heaven, because they imagine heaven as being a bunch of people sitting around on clouds and strumming a harp all day. Well, if you can imagine the most intense experience of love that you've had in your human life with another human being, if you can imagine that and then multiply that many, many times beyond your wildest imaginations, and you would not find that boring for that to be the way eternity was spent. Well, that is the way heaven is going to be. St. Paul, paraphrasing the prophet Isaiah, says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath it have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him." And then the section ends with, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." There are some Protestants that will try to convince you that the Christian life is only a matter of God working in us to change us and to make us to be like him, and that there's nothing that we as Christians can do other than to be acted upon. We're basically totally passive. It's all the work of God. It's no works of our own. And they would say that it's a sin even to be even thinking about us doing works that would have any part or any role in the process of our salvation. But we have passages like this throughout the scriptures that call on us to do things to bring about that change. Here St. John tells us that if we have this hope, the hope of a child of God, that we will be like him and that we will see him as he is, then we will purify ourselves even as Christ is pure. This is part of an ongoing process of becoming like Christ. And if you're not doing that, then you don't have that hope. That doesn't mean that we pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. It means that we have to cooperate with the grace of God. We can only become like Christ by the power and the grace of God, but God expects us to cooperate. You can have that hope. You can repent and believe in the promises of God, trust in him for mercy and forgiveness, walk as he walked, purify yourself because he is pure, and walk in his steps. And then when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen.